Psalm 2, Preface. With the Jews, the kiss was counted a peculiar token of love and friendship. Esau, when reconciled to his brother Jacob, fell upon his neck and kissed him. Jonathan and David sealed their covenant of friendship with a kiss. When the prodigal returned confessing and repenting of his sin, his father embraced him and, kissing him, manifested his joy over his return and showing his free forgiveness. Hence, David exhorts at the end of this psalm, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way." We kiss the Son when we love the Lord Jesus Christ, when we encourage our hearts to draw nigh unto him and to embrace him as our own. We are indeed sinners and should justly perish from the way. But for this purpose the Son of God became our brother, clothing himself in our flesh and bone, that we should have a cheerful heart towards him, seeing he did not come to judge and to condemn, but to redeem and to save us from our sins. This, our loving and lovely Savior, is always ready to be embraced by us, and he will in no wise cast us out, if we do but sincerely repent, seek forgiveness with him, and believing it, that he is the propitiation for our sins, strive to follow him in righteousness and true holiness. Hereunto we are persuasively urged by the second psalm, Prophecy of Christ and his Kingdom. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then he shall speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Summary. In this beautiful psalm, we have a clear prophecy of Christ, in which it was foretold that after pouring out his soul unto death, he would be exalted and would become a ruler over all the earth. Hence, this psalm threatens destruction to those kings and nations who would persecute him and would refuse to submit themselves to him, and it promises salvation and every blessing to those who believe on him. When Jesus Christ had given himself a ransom for all, and the preaching of the gospel among all nations had commenced, then this raging of Jews and Gentiles against the Lord and his anointed began. But the enemies of Christ, kings and emperors, are here compared with earthen vessels, which are easily broken and no more to be mended. So have the persecutors been shattered. But those putting their trust in him, the Lord ever upholds and makes them triumphant, even at the stake. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, because thou wast once dead, and by thy blood didst redeem us from sin and everlasting torment. Thee do we own as our King, and thee do we desire to serve all the days of our life. Preserve us in the midst of so many enemies, and by thy mighty hand keep us unto thine eternal kingdom. Amen.